thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This international broadcast comes your way through the love and concern of the Church of God, and we trust the service will be a real blessing to you today. Brother Ralph Craig opens the service singing for us, If I Can Help Somebody.
If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or song, if I can show somebody that he's traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. Then my living will not be in vain. Then my living will not be in vain. If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living will not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can bring back beauty to a world that's draught, if I can teach love's message as the Master taught, then my living will not be in vain. Then my living will not be in vain. Then my living somebody as I pass along, then my living will not be in vain.
Our Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful for life. It is a gift from God, and we are responsible to Thee for it. We're thankful that we have the opportunity of presenting your gospel on this broadcast today, and we're trusting that the precious Holy Spirit will make it a blessing to each one in our congregation. We know that you are the one who gives to all life and breath, yea, and all things. So bless this precious people today. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus, hold my hand.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Children's Day and Father's Day. And our text of Scripture is taken out of the book of Ephesians 6, verses 1 and 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and in admonition of the Lord. It was God's plan not only for one man, for one woman, husband and wife, but it was His plan that couples should become parents, that they have children. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them, and God said unto them, He made them in His own image and created him, and He said to the male and female that they should be fruitful and multiply. This we find in Genesis chapter 1, verses 28 and 29. So, first of all, some thoughts on children as we are combining these two days into one for this message. Children's Day has been observed for many years. I read it was started before Father's Day or Mother's Day. It is observed various times throughout the year in the USA and in other countries. Most Protestant churches observe Children's Day on the second day or second Sunday of June, and also Father's Day is observed on the third Sunday of June. Now, Cain and Abel, Adam and Eve's first two children, brought much sorrow to their heart. It is difficult yet today to understand, at least for me too, why a brother would rise up and slay his own brother. Yet that is what is recorded in the Scriptures, and that is what happened. So the start of the family together wasn't all that pleasant. Nevertheless, they had children that did obey God, that loved God and served God. We read later in the Scriptures that Adam had sons and daughters. So children must be taught. Yes, children must be taught. Children are told to obey their parents. They are told to honor their father and mother. Now, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. That's Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1 and 2. How are they to know how to do this unless they are taught? What does it mean to honor, and what does it mean to obey? Well, first of all, not only should parents teach their children to do this, but they should set an example before them in doing it towards one another. We are also told that we teach what we do, not just by word of mouth, but our actions and our deeds. We teach what we do. And so when it comes to children honoring their father and mother, the father and the mother need to honor one another, and they need to honor their children in the proper place. And whenever it comes to obedience, we need to teach the children that they are to respect their parents, and when their parents tell them certain things that they need to do, that they should do it. And they should be given to understand that this is what Almighty God requires and teaches in His Word, that it's not just some word of man, but that it is indeed the Word of God, and they should be impressed with the fact that God has told them to honor their parents and to obey their parents, and that it is displeasing in the sight of God for them not to do so. So we come to consider some of Dad's role in the matter. Fathers are leaders in the home. According to our text, they are to bring up their children in the fear and in the admonition of the Lord. They are to bring them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Now, I'm not talking about fear like somebody's going to beat them or hurt them or harm them. I'm talking about respect. Teach them to honor God. Teach them to honor their parents. Teach them to respect God. And teach them to fear God. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. The willing and the obedient shall eat the good of the land, so we are told by the prophet. Now, they are to bring them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord, and they must administer discipline from time to time in doing this. And I have no reference to abusing children whatever. I do believe that it is necessary from time to time for some parents to use what is called corporal punishment, but of course they need to use wisdom and understanding, and a parent should always correct their children in a spirit of love and concern for the child. My father used to tell me when I was a boy, he'd get ready to whip me, and he did whip me. He told me, "This hurts me worse than it did you." And I thought to myself, well, if it hurts him worse than it does me, what's he doing it for? But you know, I grew up, and I became a married man and a father. And I had children, and I had to correct them. And I realized more than ever before what my father was talking about. Parents never take pleasure in punishing their children. They do it because they love them. They do it because it is for their good. If you can believe the Word of God, and I do, you can read in a number of passages of Scriptures in the book of Proverbs where it speaks about correcting children, bringing them up in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord. How are they to know how to do this unless they are taught? And again, by example and not just by word alone. So we come to the fathers, and they have a very, very important job, a very, very important role to play. For they are the head. They are the head of the woman, therefore they're ahead of the home. And the head is responsible for the decisions that he makes. And that is a very serious thing. I'm sure that all parents, sooner or later, do make mistakes. And I'll have more to say about that a little later. They are to bring them up in the fear and in the admonition of the Lord, so the Word of God says. And discipline is very important, a very important part in doing this. But the discipline needs to be administered, I say, in love and concern for the welfare of the child. If they are taught to obey their parents as they should, it'll be much easier for them to obey God in the commands that He gives as well as the parents. The rod and reproof give wisdom. But a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. So we read in Proverbs 29:15. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord. Our text again, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. You never know when a test may come, so it is important that you live up to the standard you want your children to follow. Again, you teach what you do. Honesty, kindness, loving, fairness, not having favorites among your children. And I do want to emphasize that point. Do not have favorites among your children. Your children are going to see it, they're going to realize it, and they're not going to appreciate it. So whenever you are facing the responsibility of disciplining your children, do it out of a heart of love and concern, and be an example yourself in honesty, in kindness, in loving, fairness, and not having favorites among your children. To be a Christian father is a call to holiness. Do not settle for anything less, for without holiness no man shall see the Lord. And I do not believe that any parent, father or mother, can be the parent they need to be and should be without having the Lord in their heart. I know that we have a lot of moral people, good moral people, but morality is one thing. Living a holy, godly life can be another thing. So to be a Christian father is a calling to holiness. Live holy, live the godly life, and be the influence and the example before not only your family, but in your community, in the church as well. And do not settle for anything less. I realize we're living in a world today where the religious world is full of those who teach that you've got to sin more or less every day in word, deed, and thought. But that is not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches us to awake to righteousness and sin not. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? The pure in heart shall see God. And it should not only be the parents' desire to see God in peace, but certainly it should be the desire of their hearts to see their children. That is certainly a burden on my own heart in regard to my children. I want to see them, every one, make heaven their home. And I want to live in such a way that I can influence them in that direction. To be a Christian father is to be a servant of God, living a righteous and a godly life in this present world. Center your life on Jesus Christ. All your problems will not go away. No, I'm not trying to lead you to believe that today. There are problems, and parents face problems that no one else faces. So becoming a child of God, a father, a holy person, does not necessarily mean that all your problems are going to vanish away. You're still going to have problems. But the wonderful thing about it is, if you center your life in Christ, you will have a companion who will be a willing helper. I speak of Christ, of course. He is a present help in every time of need. And we are told in the Scriptures that we are to cast all of our care upon Him, for He cares for us. So we have in Christ a companion who will help us with our responsibility of being Christian parents. And especially today, we're speaking about fathers. But there are others as well. A wife should be a helper. I realize there are those wives who are not cooperative in regard to the children. In fact, there's sometimes the fathers are not as cooperative with the mother as they should be. You should not disagree with your companion in front of your children. If you do not agree on a certain procedure, you need to discuss it privately and not before your children. You should not let your children find you disagreeing with one another in regard to their being governed and taught. And I also would not advise in any way that one or the other of the parents go behind the other's back and let the child do something that the father or the mother said they should not do. They should be cooperative because it is a full-time job to bring our children up in the fear and in the admonition of the Lord. So I say again, we have a companion in the Lord Jesus Christ to help us, but there are others who will help us also, our wife or our husband, and be a big help one to the other. And our spiritual leaders are there to give us counsel and help, and even concerned family members, if asked. Now, I don't advise family members to interfere or to go contrary to the parents, but if they are asked for a counsel, if they are asked for advice, and they have advice that is profitable for them to give, let them give it. We all should work together for the influence and welfare of our children. Children from a young age are watching what parents do. Let me repeat that. Children from a young age are watching what parents do. Fathers are human, just as everyone else is. And do not fail to apologize when one is improper order. I said earlier that parents are human and they make mistakes, and they should be willing to acknowledge that and apologize to their children. I've apologized to my children because we do make mistakes. And our children can learn from the humility of our own spirit and attitude whenever we apologize to them. They can learn from that and learn the need of apologizing one to another when they misbehave toward one another. And children should do the same as the parents do when it comes to offering apologies and making things right. It is natural for mothers to spend more time with the children, but that male influence is important also. Statistic after statistic shows that it is important for the male voice to be heard in the home. This is not only true in the spiritual things, but in temporal things as well. I was told one young man did not know where that they were supposed to show affection in the home. And what that young man missed was so great. Did not know that affection was to be shown in the home. Of all the places that it should be shown is in the home. Now, don't take things for granted. Being a proper father is not an easy task. Many of us can see areas where we have failed or could have done better, but we must continue to strive to do what God would have us to be. Our and our loved ones' eternal welfare may depend on it. Heavenly Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If our broadcast has been a blessing to you, why not let us know? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being with us, and we invite you to be with us next week when, again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love, died to set me free. It tells me of